The portrait shows Daniel standing in his office without a suit coat, leaning against a chair and holding a pen in his hand. Lafayette native Richard Halsted, one of 43 applicants, was commissioned by the Indiana State Museum to paint it. Halsted says Daniels had only one request, that the painting not be artificial or unnatural.
And that was in keeping with the comments I heard from others who emphasized his genuineness and his authenticity. So it seemed natural and appropriate that the portrait should be based on that particular foundation.
Daniels used the unveiling to reflect and says he wants people to remember his administration as creating big changes.
I hope that long after anybody can name the person in that picture, young people of today, those who were adults when it happened, will look back and say, this was a time of action and turning a corner in Indiana.
The Indiana Governor's Portraits Collection now totals 53 works, most of which are in offices around the State House. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith.